Murder.
Murder. The word reverberates in my head like a cathedral bell as I stare into the eyes of Police Chief Roberts.
Do you understand, Alaska? Cold-blooded murder.
Yeah.
Captain Connors, it's Detective Sergeant Michael D'Alaska.
You with Internal Affairs?
No, Chief McConnell's office.
In the old days, I would have put that little wop in hell with all the other worthless guineas.
I'm looking for Detective Olierzak.
That's me. What's up?
Captain Connors said you'd be the one to talk with about Nikki Piantini.
Nikki was heavily involved in numbers, card games, bookmaking, dope, carjacking, shakedowns, robbery, and any other shit he could get away with. Shake Officer Calabrese's hand for me. He killed a real bastard.
Moments later, a medium height and well-built man enters.
Hey, I'm Louis Calabrese. I'm here to identify the body of Nicholas Piantini.
Why don't you explain to me what happened, just cop to cop?
I noticed this guy in the white suit pointed a gun into the driver's face.
What did you do then?
I fired back, hitting that son of a bitch. He spun around and began to stagger towards the caddy. I shot him a second time as he was getting into the car.
Some cop from Brooklyn knocked off Piantini's kid.
I call a friend at IA.
If you have something on this guy, use it to your advantage because he is certainly going to use it to his advantage.
Early this morning, we found out organized crime has put a contract on Louis Calabrese.
Assign this over to Larry Ring. His men know the territory and they already have informants in place.
Don't think you have the luxury to dictate to me what you will investigate.
We ain't going nowhere till I find out exactly what's happening. What do you know about this contract?
No, let's reverse the question. What do you know about the contract?
You want me to lie to you?
I can't. Because I've lied to better men about more important things.
A cop from Coney Island begins to amass $500,000 in less than 3 months, and he just lets it ride?
Louis Calabrese has ended many long months of serious negotiations between the government and Mr. Reno Piantini.
I'm willing to bet a known mobster put out some big money to give a warning to Piantini, not to sing to the feds.
Connors wanted Calabrese to spend the night in jail so he could beat the shit out of him.
I have balls enough to ask you again. What were you doing in Manhattan?
You lied to me. You derived such macho pleasure in fondling me, using me in those bars.
The mafia rarely puts a contract on anyone who isn't connected to them.
I have heard nothing here today that leads me to believe this officer is innocent.
I can't keep this train that wants to run down Calabrese detoured forever. You have no idea what is at stake, especially for you.
You can't just come in here and beat up my customers. I'm making some calls.
I told McConnell to keep his lapdog, wop-loving, college parasite's fucking face out of here.
What are you afraid of, Captain? That Calabrese could be innocent?
The three of them, they look like Genzos decked out for New Year's Eve in Little Italy.
Every crime has a flaw. This case is a series of faults running parallel to a singular incident that may be a crime.
I'm not sacrificing my career for these two pieces of shit in there.
She crosses the room in long strides to the couch, where she sits with legs spread.
Is this what you came for?
I feel no compassion. I'm a hypocrite, one step beyond control.
Get out, or the beating I'll give you will be worse than the one you took a few nights ago.
He looks into my eyes and sees nothing. Not justice, not compromise, not bravery, but a man capable of anything.
You're done, asshole!
You think you could stop Reno Piantini from killing that prick if you wanted him dead?
How much longer do you see this investigation lasting?
Truth exists on no turntable that I know of.
We're both interested in the truth, but I'm more interested in it when it can be used to my advantage.
Up ahead, there's an ambulance. A body lies in the street. The hot, putrid air carries the smell of blood and a sense of helplessness.
Without us, the Justice Department would have nobody to blame their crimes on.
We have assholes in Boston, too. We call them New Yorkers.
As far as I know, but really, what does safe mean? It's a dangerous world out there.